Welcome, Salimet.
My heart is gladdened to be with you once more.
We feel very gladdened as well. Our hearts are full to have you here. Thank you.
So much is happening in your world at this time. So many are unhappy and confused. I wish to say to you, my dear friends, do not be downcast in your outlook. We in spirit are working to make sure that all of God's light is bright. You have to, my dear friends, allow yourself time and understanding to be able to at least try to understand what is happening. I will say to you that this is not a quick happening. You must be patient for some time, but eventually life will be much better for you. Yes, but remember our differences in time. When I say something will be longer than usual, you will understand that our time is entirely different to yours.
Yes.
I wish you, my dear friends, to try to understand that whatever happens is just part of a bigger course. You would not perhaps understand that your life on earth could be so interconnected with so many other planets, so many other galaxies. And I say to you, At this time, all is confusion for you. Allow your minds to rest sometimes, and perhaps a little understanding will come to you. You will never fully understand what is happening with these viruses and illnesses. But I can say to you, the world will only turn out to be a better place, no matter how long it has to wait. It will happen. So much is going on, that the planets in this universe, it is almost like it is in a jar of ice and is being rattled and rattled and rattled until you wonder where you are. But remember that spirit are here to help you. Spirit will always come close to you. So please, my dear friends, remember this. If you have any questions for me this time, then I am happy to try to elaborate for you a little.
So I was just been thinking about, well, really COVID that made me think a little bit more. But you said to us, I can't remember how long ago it was, that in 5 years, we would have, be able to deal with all known diseases. And I'm just wondering if we're on course, if we're getting there.
Yes. Thank you for that question. Yes, I did use those words. And if you look towards your newspapers and your machines who bring you news, you will see already great strides have taken place in the medical world. You have to look to find what is happening. But I assure you here and now that medicine, as you call it, is taking great steps forward for mankind to try to understand. But yes, many of these medical happenings are quite amazing by earthly standards. So keep this in mind.
Thank you.
I hope that helps you a little.
Yes,
I also wish to say to you, remember that earthly man has lived with all of these conditions for thousands of years. And yes, they are disruptive, but eventually settle down to allow mankind to understand fully what is happening around them. Remember, my dear friends, that you are a very young planet and you have many questions still. But I say to you, do not be afraid. Because fear, as I have told you often, allows negative thoughts to come in and create havoc sometimes. So try to be positive. Speak of your fears. Try to understand what is happening around you. And as always, in times gone by, there have been what you call disasters. We in spirit do not look upon these things as disaster. We look upon these things as moving forward. And I know they are harsh words for you to take, but it is true.
Because as well, we know that even if it results in some people dying, as we call it, that's returning home to a place better in so many ways than the earth.
Yes, so. But you must believe that things can change for what you would call the better.
Oh, yes.
And yes, many people have passed the spirit, but this has happened throughout the whole existence of your planet.
Mm.
You may not know of them, or you may not want to know, but I say, do not be afraid for the ones who have gone.
Mm.
Because, of course, they are going to a place of love and security.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And you've given us so much hope anyway with when you mentioned the children that would be being born, and presumably they many of them are already young babies now physically on the earth, and you've mentioned at some point we're going to get a better form of energy, I think, from the oceans.
Yes.
So it's all, we've got lots of things to come.
Yes, it is fear that keeps you bound. Fear of everyday life. Fear of people, what you call dying.
Mm.
When really you should feel joyous for them.
Mm. Yes.
Because they are in a better place.
Mm.
I think we feel the anguish because of the way that some people live on this earth rather than the way that they die.
Yes. There always has been positive and negative happenings,
mm.
whether it be from individuals or groups, it matters not. But yes, there is so much fear, and it is understandable. We fully understand the great concern that you have.
It's hard to see the way that some people suffer on this earth.
Yes, yeah. But try to think of it as that suffering is a positive for them. That when they reach spirit, they will be free
mm-hmm.
of all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
It is not easy for you, and we understand this fully.
Mm-hmm.
But please try.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you can, it may be beyond us to understand, but you mentioned this real connection with the other planets.
Yes, many
other planets. And there's obviously, on some level, interaction and connection going on between our planet and the others.
Yes.
Would it be useful, or is it possible for you to convey anything that we might be able to understand?
I see your question, but it would not be of great benefit to try to dissect what is happening in the other planets. And remember, they are more advanced sometimes than you on Earth are.
Mm.
So their understanding is different.
Right. It's not they're not, are they sending you love to us, are we?
At this particular moment, each planet is dealing with this, let's call it an upset in everyday living.
Right, so they also are perhaps struggling on some level.
Yes,
mm.
Yes, it's not a one planet happening. It is a connected planet that is dealing with all of these problems.
Not necessarily a virus, it could be something else.
The virus exists, it is life after all.
Mm.
Don't forget this. Human beings are not the only units of life that exist.
Mm.
Do you understand that?
Yes, the virus
viruses.
Has every right to exist like we have.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they are part of this planet.
Mm.
Yes.
And it's taught us a lot. Having the virus, it has taught us a great deal, and a lot of people are hoping that good changes will be brought about from the lessons of the virus.
Yes, it already has given you lessons to dissect and live up to. How much love has been shown to those who have been ill. This would not have happened before the virus was making itself known. These conditions are giving you, as human beings, the opportunity to grow and to thrive. And when things settle, which they will, you will, in some strange way, be happy and content that you have survived these conditions.
We are learning that we are very connected, and that what happens in one country is important in every other country.
Yes.
And I think this connectedness is beginning to get better understood than it has been in the past. But we're all in the same place.
And you are all connected to other planets in the same way.
Yes.
If you take the wider picture, it is not just the Earth planet, but all the other planets which are part of this universe.
Mm.
Yes.
And part of it seems to be a lesson about, we've been destroying the planet.
Yes.
The systems that work on our planet have gone out of control, really, and the individual doesn't really have enough power to, it doesn't feel as if he has enough power to make a difference.
All of these, what you would term problems, are actually opportunities to grow. Mm-hmm. Opportunities for mankind to come together, to live together and look at each other in a more harmonious way.
Mm.
Mm.
There's a lot of pressure at the moment on world leaders to help tackle the problem of climate change. There's a big meeting coming up in Scotland, and a lot of hope is being set on this, that countries will do good pledges and then try and stand by them.
Yes.
In a way, the risks are very great at the moment, because science is saying that if there is a significant rise in temperatures, which they're predicting, it is going to affect everything so deeply.
It will, and Earthlings have been warned for many, many years of your time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now is the opportunity being given to all of you to do your part.
Yes.
And it isn't just power leaders or scientists or all of these different peoples. It is you as individuals have the responsibility to do the best you can for this planet.
Yes.
But you have to have positive thinking at all times. And this is the problem at the moment, that so many people feel that there is no way out, and that is not true.
Mm. is certainly making us think on a personal level, because we are so wasteful in this country. And then there are other countries where people are so desperate for food and resources.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should always look for the balance in life.
Yes.
If you do that, you will not go far wrong.
Mm.
But then once you have adapted the way of thinking that is correct, you have to then look to others close by. And it becomes like a chain of people joining together for good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It needs to build up momentum and people gathering together. And then it could, one thought, I thought about that, you can become like a domino effect or something.
Yes.
Yeah. And it can gradually change the world. But yeah, we just need to be hopeful.
The world can change for good, that is sure.
Yes.
Yes, there is no doubt about that. But you have to love one another. You have to accept that you are not a single unit, but like you have just said, like a chain effect that ripples through everything and everybody.
Mm. Yeah. One idea that, as we say, if it goes viral, it spreads on the internet like a virus, but it's in a good way. Well, but viruses, not that they're not good, that if they help with change, then it's all good.
Yes, be aware that the viruses have probably been on this planet before you people as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And in that respect, they need to be respected for that alone.
Mm. Because are they evolving? Like, you know,
of course, yes. Every living thing is evolving.
Mm.
More so at the moment because of the contrasts in the way that we all live.
Mm.
Not only on Earth, but elsewhere.
Mm.
So don't feel, my friends, that you are the only ones who have difficult times ahead.
Mm.
Mm.
Because, as you know, spirit does not view these times as not good, but they are good because, as you have said, all things teach, and there is much to come in the many of your years that are to come.
Mm.
Well, we should look at the viruses, the way they change and adapt to survive. And
yes.
That's a good example, really.
Yes.
They've been here before us and they're still here.
They are happy to give the information, which it already has done, to many scientists and people who can use the knowledge.
Mm.
So I would say to you all, my dear friends, give thanks to those viruses.
Yes, they're helping to keep us in balance.
They are, yes.
Wonderful force. Yes.
Yeah. Would it be the case that if a planet is out of balance and needs, you know, like we have become, we've been destroying the planet. That presumably affects the other planets and the solar system.
Yes.
And it has to be corrected.
Yes, and each planet will do the work that another needs to bring back balance.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes. So again, I return to be positive, not negative,
mm-hmm.
and give thanks for the knowledge that you have.
Keep sending out love where we feel it's needed.
Yes.
That will gradually...
If you look at each other, you will find that you are all in agreement about this world and what is needed to be done.
Yes.
Mm. You are in a strange way united, and that is something to respect.
Mm. And we shouldn't kind of judge these people that are unfortunately sort of being destructive with what they do. We just send them love, and like you would a naughty child or something.
You send love to everyone, not only those close to you, but to the wider picture of the planets.
Mm.
Yes, you must extend that feeling of love to everyone.
Mm.
Yes. Have I helped you a little, my friend?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
And there's no point in probably giving any kind of time scale, because I guess the virus situation will take as long as it needs to.
Yes. Mm. And you do not wish to compete with the viruses. The scientists are working, and they will do all that they can.
Mm.
And the part that each of you play is already known to you, whether you know or not.
Mm. Mm.
You know instinctively what has to be done.
Mm.
But the fear holds you back.
Mm. Mm.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes. Well, my friends, I think for this time we will say thank you. Thank you, and be grateful for all that is good in this world and in others. We will speak again on other things. But for this time, I feel you have had enough to be thinking upon.
Mm.
Oh, thank you, Stanley.
Thank you.
Yeah. As always, our love goes with you.
Yeah. I leave you with all my love and a little knowledge.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.